Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May 30th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming general elections and the diaspora vote.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Mitomboi frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
And if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has announced that the country's harmonized elections will be held in July this year. September 8th has been set aside for a presidential election rerun in the event that none of the candidates gets more than 50% of the votes in the July 30th election.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has also indicated that the nomination court will sit on June 14th. At the same time, the Constitutional Court has ruled that Zimbabweans living in the diaspora won't be eligible to vote in the forthcoming general elections.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the forthcoming general elections. Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabambe bahlabe Zulu kunjani ke la jonga futhi
andina kunyatsofara nokuti mutongo wangu achifunga kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vanovhota vari kwavari
kuti la vatu yavhota pe
hanzi mufana kuti uya kumusha kunovhota zvino zvakuti titsvage mari dzokuenda kumusha asi zvisinei itafara hedu kuti pane date rekuti kusarudzo chaitwa muso wakati so with that ngiyatava
July 30th abantu bashau x yobona x lwana
x
very important.
Yes.
So okay, zuri ndaba njoba sikhuluma kona pano jonga. Lamhla ke sixoxa ukuthi July 30 kuyabe kuvotwa eZimbabwe. Kuvotelwa ke ukhetho luka mongameli, ukhetho lwa makansila, lokhetho lokudinga amalunga edala leparliament. So kubuya ke June 14th isikhathi sokuthi court ukuthi ay nomination court ihlale phansi ibe sikhangela abantu abaze ncindisa kukhetho olutsheneyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho lwa mongameli $1,000 ukuthi ukonteste. Kuzobuya olunye ukhetho lweparlamente, kuzobuya lwe senate, kule mali ezijeneyo ke ezifunakalayo. So ke nxa sikhangela ngokhetho lonangwalo, siyabona ukuthi jonga. Kukhanya ngazani sibili, kula mabandla amaningi azangena kukhetho lolu. Njalo ilanga idate leyo 30th, 2 months ukuthi abantu bakwenze khonokho. So bakhona bathi uMnangagwa umongameli ukwenze kuhle ngemfanelo. Kube khona abanye bathi ngani wephula umthetho
wakhanganisa
yeso sizezwa bazasithe
tichanzwa kuti zvinonzi chii
kunjalo mfoyi
ndizvozvo hongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyoyo yatsanangurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube yezuva resarudzo ratarwa kuti musi wa30 chikunguru 30 July 2018 ndopachaitwa sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika sarudzo dzekusarudza vachamirira matunhu muparamende kana dzatinoti nhengo dzeparamende pamwewo nesarudzo dzemakanzura vati iwo zvakare kana sarudzo idzodzo pakava pashaya anokunda kana kuhwina musarudzo dzevatungamiri wenyika idzi panozoitwa inonzi runoff musi wa14 September ndo panenge pakuzotasurana vanenge vabudirira ivavo kuti vange vachikwikwidzana murunoff asi panotarisirwa kuti dzimwe nguva dzinogona kubva zvangopera musi wa30 July iwoyo kwozotiwo vati nomination court panenge pachizoendeswa mazita evachada kukwikwidza zvichange zvichiitwa musi wa14 June. Asi sarudzo tanzwa zvakare kunzi mazuva esarudzo vanoda kuvhota gore rineri kuti vange vachinyoresa kuvhota zviri kuvharwa musi wa1 June unove musi wechishanu svondo rino pobva pavharwa unokwanisa hakuzoramba uchinyoresa
kota uyavhota nini
unenge wauzovhota
2023
asi kana uchida kuvhota gore rino
kamba lamhla
svika nhasi mangwana nemusi wechishanu
peredu ya kunjalo ke zulu lyamuzi jongo uyakhuluma sibili xa ufuna ukuthi uvote lo nyaka hamba uyevota uyebhalisela ukuvota lamhla kuphela isokumnyama khona lezi baba kwamhepalisela kusasa
akuna akuna zvemanhero
ai ai ah okay uyahlanga labo tsika mtandu zvamo so ke uyahamba kusasa kubuhambe mhlaka 1 so ke nxa ungehlule kwenza njalo ungapalisa mhlaka 2 ah so ke ilahlile so kumele uvote u 2023 kuze buya wasihlale diaspora kuthiwa alivoti sicela ukuthi sikhulume ngakho nokho sponsor singenzani so let's hear Mr. Mnangagwa saying something about the forthcoming elections
for a general harmonized election in Zimbabwe on the 30th of July 2018 So from today, the campaign is on. From today, individually and collectively, we campaign for ZANU-PF to give this country a resounding victory by the Revolutionary Party. We should not be afraid. We should enjoy the little parties which are making noise around the country. We must enjoy that. If we would not enjoy the election campaign without these little parties also making noises. But we must remain united, non-violent, because the victory is ours.
And that is President Emmerson Mnangagwa is very confident there. He's looking very confident in terms of winning the forthcoming elections. And he says campaign time is on.
And you heard him describing the other opposition parties as small parties. Let's hear from Dr. Alex Magaisa. Tina, Dr. Alex Magaisa Barunare, Vanue Nyanzie Zvemutemo. Varimuno Washington DC mawari kuita zvidzidzo Alex Dr. Magaisa togamuchira ine mufaro pachirongwa pedu
oti notenda notenda zvikuru
itanzwa date ra domwa nemutungamiri wenyika musiwa 30 chikunguru 30 July kuti ndo richaitwa sarudzo zviri pamutemo here zvaitwa na vamunangagwa
mutemo unoti my election anofanira kuitwa at least at most within 30 days before the expiry term ya president saka mazuva anotanga musi wa 21 July or 22 July kusvika musi wa 21 August zvinoreva izvo kuti zuva ratarwa ramusi wa 30 July riri mu within the period inobvumidzwa ne constitution zvangu sarawo kuti pane zvinonda kugadziriswa kuitira kuti vanhu va prepare for the election asi parizvino changupo ndechekuti mapato nevari kuda kukwikwidza vachitongoshanda nezuva iro riripo nekuti handioni richifara kachinjika ndoratopo 30 July 2018 musi wemakwikwi
pane vamwewo Dr. Magaisa vari kuti varesva vamunangagwa kutara zuva iri pasati pane gwaro revavhoti kana kuti voters roll munoti
zvazviri zvinhu zvakanaka kwazvo kuti paite gwaro remazita evanhu vanovhota inonzi voters roll nekuti ndiro rinotaridza anovhota neasingavhoti iko zvino zeki yanga iri mubishi rekuti inyorese vanhu gwaro iroro hasati ravapo kuda vane confidence kuti rishange ravapo mutemo wedu pane pandaverenga iko zvino pamutemo wakachinjwa unotiwo gwaro rekuregista vanhu irori rinovharwa 2 days after the proclamation yaitwa nhasi saka zvinoreva kuti vanhu vanoguma kuregista 2 days from today mutemo wedu magadzirwa waitwa ndokuti proclamation inotanga then kupedza kuvanhu vanoramba vachiregista 2 days afterwards saka ndoona kuti gwaro rinofanira kuti rigadzirwa ringe riri clear kuitira kuti zvinge zviri pachena nekuti kana gwaro risina kumira zvakanaka sarudzo yedu inokwanisa kukanganisika kuenda kumberi uku
Now, Dr. Makaisa, in English, you know, it seems as if there are some people who are saying that the president is offside in terms of proclaiming the date for the elections. So what is your take on that?
Well, the reading of the recent amendment that I've just quickly gone through, I think it's Section 26A, it says that the voters' roll will, or rather the registration will close 2 days after the proclamation of the election date has been made, which therefore suggests that the people still have 2 days in which to complete the registration. Then afterwards, of course, ZEC has to ensure that there is a finalization and clarity on the voters' roll. So I would like to hear the grounds upon which the submission is being made. It may be that the electoral amendment has been done in a manner that is contrary to the Constitution. But at the moment, in terms of following the electoral law, it seems to me that people still have the opportunity to register, and they should use the next 2 days to do so for those who haven't registered to make sure that they are on the voters' roll.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. We've got another question for you in the next round of issues that we're discussing here. So, okhulunywa-ke lapha ngubaba Magaisa, uDr. Alex Magaisa, ukuthi umnanga kwe ngabe enze kulokho khona emthethweni ukuthi kumele kukhulume uyilanga lokuthi kumele ukhetho lwenziwe nini. Njalo-ke kumele kuvalwe i-voters roll 2 days after khonapho nxa seproclaime ilanga langkhona. So-ke yena ukhulume lamhla, ngakho-ke i-voters roll iyavalwa mhlaka-1 ngoJuni, kutho ukuthi i-2 days lezo. So kuzobuya-ke kulabanye abathi hhayi bekumele ukuthi kuqale kukhitshwe i-voters roll engakakhuluma okuningi. So now we're joined by Mr. Kalipani Pugeni. He's a member of the MTC led by Ms. Tokozani Kupe. He's based in South Africa. Mr. Pugeni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening to Zimbabwe and good evening to yourself.
Yeah, ngamafutshane sitshaye isintu sibili lapha baba. Ubona njani konoko sokukhulunywa ngumnumzana uMnangagwa ukuthi ukhetho lwenziwa mhla ka July 30?
Well, mina ngiyajabula ukuthi ukhetho sesikwazi ukuthi luzoyenzakala nini. Njalo njengoba uDokotela Magaisa esethile, ngokomthetho le-Electoral Act entsha evunyelwene, ngicabanga ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa usemthethweni ukuthi akwenze okuselungelweni lakhe ukuthi akwenze lokho akwenzileyo. Inkinga enginayo ngaye ukuthi abantu be-diaspora or abantu abangaphandle uqhubeka ebavalela phandle. Engafuni ukuthi labo babe nesabelo noma babe no nabakuchoyo ukuthi ilizwe libuswe kanjani. Kwakuqala laba bantu bangaphandle kwelizwe ngoba baxotshwa e-government yakhe. Government yakhe yabanye abachaya, abanye ababulala, abanye abancitha umsebenzi, abafana nathi abamarginalize, kwadingeka ukuthi abantu baphume baye ngaphandle kwelizwe bayozama ukuphila. So kumele laba bantu bathi babe nomutsho nabo ukuthi ilizwe libuswa kanjani ukuze phela babuye back ekhaya, akasafuni ukuthi baparticipate kufanjiswa kanjalo. Okwakuqala kuthe kurejistwa lapha, kuthe ngoDisemba bebuya abantu bezovakasha ekhaya, wabekhupha ama-registration centers efana segodini nalaphana komthitheli, wakhupha wonke lana esenzela ukuthi abantu bengakwazi ukurejista. Namhlanje useyi-announcile i-date yakhe, akasayifaki ngesabatha njengenjwayelo ukuthi abantu bebevota ngesaturday, seyifaka ngesande senzele ukuthi abantu abakudiaspora bengakwazi ukubuya bezovota. Kodwa ishaye phansi ngoba abantu bediaspora I am sure ukuthi bazothatha isikhathi, bathatha ama-leave emsebenzini, babuye bezokhuluma, bakhuphe le-government engcolileyo ehlukumeza abantu kanje.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Bugeni, sicela ubambe khonapho. So he says people are really determined to vote and they want to remove the present government. But he says he's disappointed that people in the diaspora were not given ample time to actually register to vote. So that's his primary concern.
Okay. Regaiti muza kuna Dr. Magaisa, nyaya ye diaspora vote. Mutongo wabuda nasi, munoona osei imi?
Well, Maone rangu, anigatina shamisika. I am not surprised by what has happened. Mataredu have never been really pro the right of the diaspora to vote. I've been watching my election for quite a number of years, and also the right here diaspora. Muna 2005, Pakaitika attempt to challenge Mtemo ku Zimbabwe kuti vanhu vanoku diaspora vavote. Dare guru rezi mosva ipapo nguva iyo Supreme Court yakaramba. And the judge akapa mutongo iwoyo ndiva Malava, iwo vava Chief Justice iko zvino. Pakaitika futi imwe challenge muna 2013. Zvakare vamalava vanga varipo and nemajaji iwo aripo vakaramba zvakare. Saka ni zvekuti dare raramba iri pakatouya nyaya iyoyi mumatare. Ndakatoti kungoitawo haito asi kuvaraidza nguva nekuti majaji aya akabvuma nyaya yediaspora vote. Saka hazvindishamisi, hazvinda kutombondirwadza nekuti ndagara ndakatoziva kuti ndozvichaitika. Ndo maitire dare racho panyaya dzeraiti yediaspora kuvhota. Kunyange zvazvo bumbiro remutemo richibvumidza kuti vanhu vavhote asi havadi.
But before this ruling, Dr. Magaisa, the government announced that it was not able to cater for the diaspora vote because of restrained, because it doesn't have the necessary requirements for people to vote, especially the resources. And also, ZEC announced that it was not in a position to do that. Do you think that has anything to do with the outcome of the court? Could that have influenced the court's decision?
Yeah, it's difficult to tell because I understand the court simply made an order. They said they'll give reasons later, so we can only speculate. But my view is it might have had an impact, the view that the government has held. But I just think that the judges take a very conservative approach to the right to vote. In fact, the 2005 judgment I'm referring to by Justice Malava indicated that the Constitution did not even recognize the right to vote at that particular time, which was odd because, you know, the right to vote is one of the reasons why people went to war in the 70s. And so their position has always been very conservative when it comes to the right to vote, and in particular to the diaspora vote. And regardless of whether it's the issue of resources or not, I'm sure they would have come to a similar conclusion. The idea of restricting the franchise and keeping other people outside the electorate, the franchise, has always been a feature of our elections, and the establishment takes a dim view to this. And of course, I mean, the excuse by government is unfortunate and regrettable because, look, Zimbabwe had 5 years since 2013 to prepare for the election. And the idea that suddenly there is not enough money, there is not enough resources to cater for the diaspora is disingenuous. They just don't want the diaspora to vote, and I think they should be open about it.
So that's the end of the story now.
Well, I think for the moment it's the end of the story. We would like to have a look at the judgment to see what reasons they've given for refusing to give the order. My view is that also sometimes we need to be very strategic about these things. And I often talk to my colleagues in the pro-democracy movement, in the scholarly community, legal community. You know, we always bring these cases on the diaspora vote on the eve of the election. It's not the best time to bring these cases because there are too many considerations that influence the decision of judges. Sometimes it is better to actually bring these cases in a non-election season when the emotions are less high and when judges are able to at least exercise their minds without being influenced by an impending election. Because all the cases that have been brought before the courts have always come at a time immediately before the election. Mm-hmm. And my suspicion is that the judges also get influenced by the politics of the time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Magaisa. You actually requested you to come on board, you know, in a very short time, and you said you're going to have a commitment. But thank you so much for coming.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Okay. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. Bye. So maybe we can go back to Kalipani Pukweni. or we can read one or two messages on Facebook.
I think I can read from the Shona Facebook page. Tina Mkoma Stuart Muza. Nzindoda kupinda mulive talk ndibate iwo. Tichaeza kubabata. Namba zao tina zopano. Kuya Fortune Fortune. And we want free elections. Don't rig. Kuya wo Philip Chipadza.
Mm-hmm.
2 months from now, I think it's a good timing. But our concern inye ballot paper. Varuta rinye ima zuwa ekuvota. Then anzine wamwe. Mshamarari Zimbabwe need free and fair election ajgiwa ngabude. Ndi Isa JJ Mfumi and zio ndiwe iriwa Mfumi vatino ziwa vanyora izu. Kwe Maxwell Kyle and I don't think cadres like Mchangwa will hand over power. I doubt definitely that will not happen. But ayoka atinga ite zvokufungi zira. Tino ziwa kutikana wajgiwa wanufuma kutu wanenga wakundwa. Kana iwa Mchangwa wakataura kutikana wakajgiwa wanofuma kusia chigaro. Saka zvinhu zvatinenge chingo tarisira zvinoitika ndova muwatina wagibs.
We've got Busani Mbuso Ntini who writes, diasporans should withhold any remittances to Zimbabwe the entire month of July in protest. Then he writes, hashtag no vote, no remittances. Mr. Pukweni, your take on that?
They are angry, and it's understandable why they are angry. Because every time Masokisika vote, is a chelo kuti ayikho imali. Kodwa imali yokuthenga izimoto zigcwalise ubuso bukaMnangagwa as if he's a new person. Zigcwele yonke indawo. Kuthi a new dispensation. Angazi what is new about Mnangagwa. We remember the guy, the role he played in the Kukraund atrocities, the role he played in the erosion of the quality of life of our people. From 1980 up to today, the man has been nothing but a disaster for our country. So today we are sold to this army, a man wearing a scarf even in a hot environment, and we are supposed to be excited about that. So I want to say to our people, instead of withholding remittances, because when we do that, we punish everyone because literally Zimbabwe has been closed for business and it still is closed now. So when we withhold remittances, as we are in the diaspora, which means our parents will die, which means our young brothers, our sisters, and our children will die. So we must send those remittances. But this is a strategic move that we must do. We must convince every one of our parents, every one of our cousins, friends, family members, that they must not vote this evil system. We have that capacity. So that is what we must do. We must actually vote in this election by our influence or through our influence. We can participate in that manner. So, yes, I would say, no, let's not withhold remittances, but let us use our influence to remind our people that there is nothing new here. But a vote from Mnangagwa, for the people of Materiel, is a vote for marginalization. A vote from Mnangagwa for the people of Zimbabwe is a vote for oppression, is a vote for partisan distribution of agricultural inputs. A vote from Mnangagwa is a vote for the same old that has been happening in the past 38 years. Surely those of us that have lived for the past 38 years, we know that there is nothing to celebrate. There is nothing that Mnangagwa has done. Surely by saying he has done reforms, what reforms are we talking about? We can't celebrate someone allowing us to live peacefully. That is a right for every Zimbabwean. So that can't be celebrated. It's not a plus. That's what he must do as a president anyway. So there hasn't been opening of the airwaves. There hasn't been opening of opportunities. People are still trapped in this deprivation trap. And the only people with opportunities are his family and friends. I was once at the airport with his son, who's guarded all over by bodyguards, every man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every Zimbabwean has that opportunity. We are struggling here. We are struggling to put bread on the table. And here is a man claiming that he is the solution. He is indeed a solution, but for his wife, children, and friends, and his comrades only. Zimbabwe deserves better.
Thank you.
Zimbabwe deserves the best. Zimbabwe deserves somebody who is a president for everyone, the whole country.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's get into the show another guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. And how are you this evening?
No, we are good, and maybe Jonga can pose a question to him.
Not really a question. First, his take on the proclamation of July 30th as the date for elections. Do you see your party ready for this date?
Very much ready. Mm-hmm. That is the advantage is that the one who does it, who is responsible, whose ball is in his hands is the president of our party. And our party is very much ready. I see no reason why we should be worried about some of these things. Really, we are ready for the election, very much prepared.
Mm-hmm. And on the diaspora vote, what's your take?
On the diaspora vote, I don't want to dwell much on the diaspora vote because already it would appear as if those are people who were... it's a matter of saying those people who are registered who are out there. They can come and vote at home if they are registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
They are welcome.
So
preparing for that because we have 2 months to go. They can make all the preparations. They can arrange so that they can come home and cast their vote.
So apparently, Mr. Kaule, we are talking to Mr. Kalipani Pukeni. He belongs to the MDC led by Mr. Hosani Kupe. And he says there's no apparent reason why a Zimbabwean should vote for Mr. Mnangagwa as the next president. He says ZANU-PF has totally failed. ZANU-PF is a party that is not worth voting for. What is your take on that?
Oh, it's a pity. It's really a pity to learn that there are some people who are still backward. And I want to tell you something. The only excellent material that you have at the moment is Emmerson Mnangagwa. Look at what he has done. For those people who are still dreaming, let them come back to life and say and realize what Mnangagwa has done for this nation within a short space of time. All these other changes that he has brought about, really, let's learn to appreciate good people. That really, Mnangagwa has done a lot within a short space of time. And what about if he is then given a mandate by the people to go for 5 years? Honestly speaking, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. The man, he really has done a lot, and he is capable of doing more for this nation. Let's give him the mandate and just wait and see. It's only that these people, at times, there are people who in the opposition would think the only way to do things is to be in the opposition all the time. But let's learn to appreciate if let's say someone in the MDC does something good that I feel is good for this nation. Let us learn to appreciate good people.
Kodwa ke baba Kaule batsho abantu bathe hey ababoni nix la nxa sukhangela imali akula mali abantu batsho njalo jonga kuzobuya ke nxa sukhangela eZimbabwe imgwaqo lokhile amapothole lokunjalo nxa sibuya ke ezitolo lapho kudla kukhona kodwa abala mali abantu akula msebenzi pho ke babe sizithi umnanga kawenzeni ukuthi abavotelwe amafishane
kodwa uyazi kids mfuna ukutshela into isoko sami. Asiphumeni ekutheni abantu sibe ngabantu bamaphathi, sibe ngabantu abakhangela izinto ngelisho elokuthi kanti lokhu okuyikho yikuphi, yikuyini, le yimbuzi, le ngeyini, ngensikazi, ngenduna. Let's not pretend as if singabantu abangaboniyo siyiziphofu. Into eyenzakalayo le, asikhumbuleni gidi ukuthi ilizwe leli omgabe balibule, baliqaqada bazolahlela phansi. Isikhathi siningi ilizwe liqaqadwa lezana zabuka phansi. Bakhetha isikhathi sokulungisa lesi gidi. Kulomunye ubunzima obukhona ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esifitshane esinjengalesi akula nto engabe isilungisiwe kathesi odubo lwemali lwadalwa yibo bona banomgabeni la ehulumende yakhe introduce ama-bond notes adalela udubo ama-bond notes la yaxotsha imali kulokuzeni so umumo wakhona wasokuyiphonga ubamba ngamandla nje kubamba ngamandla but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi gibs ungakhangela la indlela la amazwe nala asefisa ukuthi asisekele ngawo amelele kuphela ukhetho lolu lungaba free and fair free and fair. Yeah, kona ku president afuna akula muntu osechaya umunye lapha, akula muntu othwani, abantu bayazi campaign la freely and kumele kube njalo, kungaba le free and fair election. Umnangaba awini anikwe imandate ngabantu aye phambili. Gives ngibelisa umuntu wona, abantu labo bafisa abaphila inkosi bayigcina baphila ukuze babone utshintsho oluzaba khona kuleli lizwe.
Yes, cela ubambe konapho ke mnumzana sibona zani sesilobaba lapha ecingweni.
Yes.
And that is Dr. Wangu Mazotse. He is in the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mazotse, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, welcome. How are you?
No, very fine.
Ndiriwa penyu. Nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yezwa ratarwa muswa 30 July sezwa resarudzo. Vati nawo parunare vanga vachitsanangurawo maonero avo vabva kutaura ndava Belief Gaule veZANU PF. Imiwo seMDC tinotungamirwa navachamisa munotiwo nenyaya.
Izotinoti vamunangagwa havana kuita chinhu chekuti vaitira vanhu veZimbabwe favor, nokuti he did nothing more than his duty kuti vataure zuva resarudzo. Asi vamunangagwa havasi kutarisa kana kucherechedza zvinofanira kunge zviripo sarudzo tisati taenda kusarudzo. Pane nyaya dzichine bopoto dzichine gakava pamusoro padzo nokusajeka kwezvinhu mamiriro kana kuti maringe nesarudzo takatarisana nadzo, dzinosanganiswa printing yemaballot papers kuti ari kuitwa kupi uye zviri kufamba sei, nekuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinofanira kunge zviri pachena. Uye kusunungurwa kwenhepfenyuro munyika yeZimbabwe hakusati kwavepo. Tikutarisa tinoona zvakafana neherald kana mapepa enyika anobhadharwa, anosustainwa nemataxpayers, vanhu anobvisa mari dzemutero vari vezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, ari kunyora maarticles anopfuura 20, 10 ndo minimum pazuva, anotsoropodza mapato anopikisa kana kuti bato guru rinopikisa rinova zvakariri bato guru munyika yeZimbabwe, Movement for Democratic Change, rinotungamirirwa naadvocate Chamisa. Saka izvozvo zvinotiratidza kana kuti zvinobudisa pachena kuti hurumende yeZANU PF navamunangagwa havasi sensiye, havasi kurevesa panhau yekuti tange tine sarudzo dziri pachena uye dzina kuvhundutsirana nokutyisidzirana.
Well, Anzwa, that's Dr. Mazotse.
Yes.
He was saying that President Mnangagwa is mandated by the Constitution to do that, so he did not do any favor to Zimbabweans. But he raised the issues of printing of the ballot paper. Yeah, he said that that's an issue that was still outstanding, and the media coverage by those houses under government, they are not giving opportunity to other political parties, especially his party, the MDCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Those are some of the issues you said should have been addressed before the proclamation of the date.
We've got Bobby T. Chakachira on Facebook. He says, what has Mnangagwa done? We have seen that he has done nothing. And he says, Faith says, the changes that have been done are not transpiring on the ground. On the ground, we are seeing nothing. And then we've got Hudson Michael Mugwamba, who says, what really are people saying about ED? ED has done nothing. He had a perfect opportunity to show what he can do, but Dololo. You know this Dololo stuff?
What is that? What does that mean?
Nothing. So, Baba Kalipari Bukwen, we are Zwela Lapake, Bantu Bakulu Masimilu Kuti, Mnangagwa, Njowa Ngokalisileo, Uzutu Mnangagwa, Ayibutuli Mvotele, Akumena Ngukambe, Loku Naloku. Kodwa ke amabandla aphikisayo amagamgama elinye libe ngale kulelika Khuphe, kulelika Chamisa, kulelika Mjuru, kulelika Zibanibani, kambe lenzani Bukweni?
Right, before ningena kuwe ngifuna ukuphendula ubaba weZANU othe sibhekwathi Mnangagwa senziwe okuningi. Yazi into endihlekisileyo bengimlalele ngithi uzoqala ukubala ukuthi Mnangagwa senziwe 1, 2, 3 akabalanga lutho. You can't even pointed one thing that this so-called president or new dispensation has done, because he can't. And then he goes further to blame Mugabe, but he forgets that the same Mnangagwa was the trigger man for all of Mugabe's sins. Everything that Mugabe did or is credited to Mugabe, Mnangagwa was the front man. He was the person implementing every wrong thing that has happened to this country. And the unfortunate thing is that he seems to not to have the same capacity as he was doing the evil to now change and do right. So hayi umnangagwa nje ukudlala ngesikhathi akula lutho lapha nje akaretire ubaba una 75 I think 76 akaretire nje ayophumula sithathilizwe nasigijime lapha uDr Khuphe uready ke ukubusa nizokhumbula ukuthi ngesikhathi seGNU nguye owayebheka ama social services health education social security akekho umuntu ongaziyo ukuthi education sector eZimbabwe yayisiphelile kungasela ukuthi ungasayiwe ezikolo kungasasetshenzwa nje even ezibhedlela uyena owavusa zonke lezi zibhedlela konke nezikolo zavula namayunivesithi ngumsebenzi kaDr Khuphe lo. So angilavalo angesabi mina ngiyazi ukuthi mayephiwe ithuba lokuthi abuse iZimbabwe iZimbabwe izosebenza futhi abantu bazodla abantu bazothila. I also want you to notice ukuthi the constitution of the country gives us its devolution. Devolution chaza ukuthi abantu bendawo bayakwazi ukuzibusa. Le nto yokuthi abantu basuke emakhaya le eBeitbridge bo Victoria Falls be drive bese harara umntesi alandu kulungisa birth certificate bo passport landana ayilangqondo le nto. Yokuthi umuntu ofuna ukuthenga something eMutare ofuna ukuthengisela city of Mutare isithi kanzile mtare kumele aqala approve eHarare angijabona. So devolution kumele yenzakale mayisenzakala abantu bazibuze ukuqhamukana oku division yama opposition
konapho
ndaba lokho because the division ikhozwa ngama policies and values that we stand for.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Umnangagwa yena nama Vanguards bayafana ababambane nama Vanguards thina esimele peace esimele progressive policies ne tolerance sizoqhubeka nabantu bezimbabwe vele ngoba yinto efuna ngabantu.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo konapho ke ngcono singenise Mr. Wangu. Mm-hmm. So what Mr. Bugen is saying is that Mr. Ozan Kupe is ready to rule and you know if she's given a chance. Mm-hmm. And he says devolution is the way you know to go. Mm-hmm. And then he says, you know, at the end of the day, you find that the situation in Zimbabwe is open. You know, Zimbabwe is open for all parties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to have that kind of competition, but they are sticking to constitutionalism and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks maybe they are going to win and stuff like that. Maybe we can
bring in, I think Mr. Gaule has been holding for some time.
Let's go to Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, your take on the comments by the two gentlemen who spoke ahead of you?
Yes. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I was listening carefully, but I'm a bit worried about those people because they are saying I didn't mention what Mnangagwa has done so far. It's not true. I mentioned really quite a number of things that Mnangagwa has done that he has done within a short space of time. And I would want those people again to be patient and wait and get a copy of our manifesto. It's already out, and they will be able to really identify things that Mnangagwa has done for this nation. And this is exactly what I can say. The manifesto is very clear, and everything is there in the manifesto, in our manifesto. Our manifesto is a tomato. It's a money maker. It's a tomato. It's a money maker. You know, that's what they must be. Get a copy of our manifesto. You are going to do this manifesto in all, even in local languages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Mr. Mazodze, we see that there's this issue of division in the opposition, and the elections are only two months away. So is there any way that you can actually reconcile with your other colleagues before the elections?
Yeah, well, let me answer that as follows. The Zimbabwean elections in 2018 is basically a contestation between two political outfits. There is the incumbent, which is Mr. Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF, who are currently running the country, and there's the opposition, MDC, which is actually coalesced into an alliance led by Advocate Chamisa with about seven political parties, many more still coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to prove and demonstrate that the battle is between ZANU-PF and the MDC alliance led by Advocate Chamisa for the following reasons. The government clearly knows, or the current ruling party knows, who they are fighting. You never, ever find the government, their media, the state media, fighting any other political parties, because there are 133 political parties in Zimbabwe. Some of them, they're one-man band, one-woman band. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention all of them. But if you observe the political terrain, there will never be any article or any demonization of any other political party except for the Chamisa-led MDC alliance. So every day you just go into the media, you see, even today, they will talk about, they will try to misconstrue, misinterpret any statement by Advocate Chamisa. They would never go to, I so much respect Dr. Kupe, but I can say she's safe politically. She's politically insulated in terms of attacks from ZANU-PF for the good reason that like polls attract and unlike polls repel. So unlike polls attract, right? Mm. So what I'm saying is that the ZANU-PF will never attack anyone who is not a threat to them. That's why they attack Advocate Chamisa. So I have so much respect for Dr. Kupe, and I believe that one day she will come to her senses and come back home where she's always open and she will always be welcomed. She's a founding member. She's welcome any other time to come to the light, to come to where the people are. But I can say that at the moment she's safe. She's insulated from ZANU-PF attacks. So we cannot be distracted by concentrating on those small issues. Those are basically sideshows, as just Advocate Chamisa said. So the battle is against ZANU-PF and to bring a better life, a new beginning, a new narrative, a new governance culture for Zimbabwe. So we cannot concentrate much on discussing of all those 120-some, 130 parties, instead of just looking at the missing the goal. We are fighting ZANU-PF. We are trying to bring a new narrative. Mnangagwa has lied to the people. He's just done nothing. He's got no vision. He's got no future for the country. That's why when Advocate Chamisa talks of all those bullet trains, to him, he is so mentally retarded that he doesn't even believe those things can still materialize in our lifetime.
Let's not use some terms. They are very, very strong to say somebody is mentally retarded when somebody has not gone to a place where the person was checked and certified as such. So maybe let's avoid this kind of discussion.
I didn't say mentally disturbed. I said retarded.
Yeah, it's almost it almost says the same thing. Yeah, it almost says the same thing. So let's not argue much on that, but on factual things.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me say he's not yet mentally there.
No.
To grasp and understand.
You remind me of a certain guy who used to talk to teach us media law. You know, he'll use different terms to define the same thing, right? That's what lawyers do anyway. So anyway, let's go ahead. Thank you for those kind of...
Okay, let me say, Mr. Mnangagwa is intelligent, but not at the pace which Zimbabwe is going at the moment.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, you know. So maybe let's go to the next
Mr. Pugeni. Mr. Pugeni, maybe you want to respond to Dr. Mazodze before we go to Mr. Gaule.
Yes, yeah, indeed. I'll start with ZANU-PF. He never mentioned a single thing that Mnangagwa has done, and if he did, I'll urge him to remind me or remind us. I didn't hear that. I would not say much about Mazodze because he comes from a position of superiority and supremacy. He thinks that the people of Zimbabwe can't see what he is doing. For me, the election is not between ZANU-PF and his outfit. For me, the election is between the good people and the bad people. And the good people are represented by Dr. Kupe. She has subjected herself to all the processes, despite the humiliation, despite the threat to her life. Everything that this government in cahoots with the outfit that Mr. Mazodze represents, in other words, the Chamisa outfit, you have seen the violence meted against her, even as a woman, in full view of the police and the international community. And nothing has been done, which shows you that the ZANU government is working with the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa in all of these human rights violations, in all of this violence. And I'll go further and say, ZANU is saying they haven't done any violence up to now. They have through the so-called Vanguard, the infamous Vanguard, because ZANU has just been watching and almost allowing them to do everything they are doing with impunity. And that shows you that the two are together. And when I say that this election is between good and evil, Dr. Kupe represents the good and the others represent the evil that the country has seen all along. And you can see even the lying they are doing. I mean, just now we're waking up to the reality that somebody claims that he is the one who came up with the police, the ICT policy of Rwanda. Yet we have a poor ICT policy in Zimbabwe when he was a minister of ICT. So you are dealing with liars here who lie naturally. You are dealing with evil people who are evil naturally. And Dr. Cooper represents a change, the real change that the people of Zimbabwe are looking for. Clean politics, smart politics. Politics of tolerance and politics of inclusion, including everyone that wants a new Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Pugeni. And, you know, we are lucky that we got a video of Ms. Priscilla Chikumba, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. You know, for a refresher, you know, I see that these guys are now, you know, you know at each other.
Charged,
so
yeah.
Let's take a commercial break and get into other things. So the issue here is Ms. Priscilla Chikumba is talking about what is going to happen in the elections. Where are the results going to be posted? And what is going to happen to the results? You still remember, Chunga?
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, it took about 3 months.
3 months. And so this let's listen. Time, she yes. promises 5 days.
Let's listen to it. What does she say? I think we've got
the
video.
The voters using BVR was to facilitate the compilation of a voter's list. However, voting is still manual. We're not going to be voting electronically. Therefore, the compilation of results and the announcement of results will be as it has always been in the past. At ward level, results will be counted and posted outside the polling station, announced at ward level, announced at constituency level, and at presidential election level, results will be announced within 5 days of the date of polling day, as is mandated by law.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there you are. 5 days ukuthi kukhulunywe ngokuthi presidential election banqobileyo njalo sizokubuya ama ward kuyananjetiselwa
constituency regai tinzwe vagoronga vari parunhare muteereri wedu makadii vagoronga
tinofara makadivo vakuru
taaiwa takasimba tambokupai mukana wekuti munzwe mashoko kune vadare vatiinavo pamwe chete nhama yechigumba saka tambokuti mubate muripo chiti paivo pfungwa dzenyu.
Imira gaindi tange ne nhau yekunzi vari kunze kwenyika havange vachivasingabvumidzi kunge vachivhota panguva ino vari kunyika dzavari. Izvo hazvigoni kutityisa nekuti zvakangogara zvichingovako kubva sekuru varipo zvaingotsipirirwa. Saizvozvo vanoziva havo kuti kana vanhu ivavo vakavhota zvinenge zvaawedzera mutsindo zvakanyanyisa. Asi isu hedu sevanhu vanochive nemusangano nekuti tive neshanduko munyika yedu yezimbabwe ngatingoti kune vavese vakakwanisa kunge vachirejista vakakwanisa kuenda kuzimbabwe vakandorejista vakadzoka sezvandakaita ini tingangokurudzirana kuti musi wachozve ngatichingondoinda tindopedzisa basa redu ratakatanga nokuti pachaitwa chishamiso chokuti munhu mukuru vamunangarwa vacharyiwa navachamisa mwana mudoko kunge machibhisi. Saka zvose ngatigadzirire kuinda zvekuti muvengi uri papi kana kuti vanotirongerei. Ivavo vamunoona vana maichigumba avo vakamirira vheti ndopamuchaona vachitora nguva kuti vabudise maresults nokuti zvinenge zvonyadzisa kuti mamiriro azvange zviri. Asi zvegwendo runo nyange vakada kubira nyange vakada kudii hazvokwadi ngena dzasunura. Ngatirambe takabata mupini watakabata uyoyu tirambe tichirova nyange rikavhara kumeso hatisaregedza tsvimbo tinosvika chete patiri kuenda.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru vagoronga
tinokutendai zvikuru.
Thank you so much. Mr. Namo Goronga, our caller, he says that the ruling by the constitutional court it's a blow to those in the diaspora. But he's urging those who registered to vote to make sure that they go home and vote on the 30th of July.
Yes, bahambe ke kuba bugawule uzwile lapha ke unkosazana Priscilla Chikumba wezek ekhuluma ke babagawule sithi nxa sokubuye zokhetho lapha sokuvotwa ewardini konapho kuyafaka ama-results phandle laphana ukuthi wenele sikuthatha umpikitsha kumbwezeni kubuye kwe-constituency khonoko ukuthi nxa udinga umuntu ozamele edale lephalamende kwenziwa khonoko le-senate kodwa ke wamangameli kuza ba 5 days ukuthi kukhulunywe ukuthi mbani onqobileyo liyasuthiseka yini ngakhonoko njengabandla
ye siyasuthiseka kakhulu ngakhonoko ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi indlela kuya buqoqo ngawo ama results la ukuthi amanye ahlabekwe ebala emdulini ahlabonakala ukuthi nanga ama results noma nxa iparty ngayinye ngayinye iyabisithi ukuthi xa ama results la sefakwe emdulini lapha omunye lomunye uyathola ama polling agents abathola vela kulanto iqatshayo ngoba ama figures ama polling agents ama party wonke abiselayo even nanga ama results bathi besazi ukuthi kuyini okukhona abakutholayo kuphela. So izethu yabe iqhuba umsebenzi wayo kuphela kithi lapha ngoba okuqaqayo ukuthi ama results ayahle efakwe emdulini lapha na ahlakhanye ngemva kokuthi ukuthethe ukuvota sokwethu kwenziwe. So yinto engiyibonayo eqhakazekile kakhulu ngoba lama polling agents ayabe khona ebese sithathela ama figures nala sebenze abakwenzayo ngoba bayahlanganisa umvenza angaka announce ama results athi bewazi ukuthi ama results aminjani konke akunanto efishwayo kwaba yonke into isegcekeni.
If I may bring a quote there by Joseph Stalin, you know, he said, what is important is the person who counts the votes and not the voter. So in this case, the people that are counting the votes in Zimbabwe, are they more important than the voters?
No. Gibson, I would tell you to talk about it. If voter here, talk about it. Because if you vote, you will be able to vote. I see what you want to vote. Umuntu ivota uye qhakathekileyo nguye umuntu oqhakathekile kakhulu esingakhuluma ngaye onguye yabe lindele futhi azwe ama results landa kodwa ungakhakela Gibbs isikhathi lesana yes ungaba abantu bangakhathe bangakhathazeka ukuthi bayefuna ukuthi ama results ahla announce khonapho khonapho but ezinye izinto kumele zenziwe phela ngohlelo ama political parties izekhi nje is an independent body iyayingeja futhi lama parties kukhuliswane uboniswane izekhi is an independent body izekhi asho into yezanu PF asho into NDC is an independent body yabunjwa nguhulumende emele iengeje ama political parties kuvunyelwane lapho kungazwisisane khona kuvunyelwane ngezinto ezinjengazenezo ukuthi abantu bengakalinda kakhulu belindela impumela yama results.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. So he says the most important people are the voters and not those that count the votes. So maybe it's something different from how the other parties are saying it.
Maybe. And Dr. Mazodze, tanzwa kuti pachange paine nomination court musi wa 14 June. Gibbs mari dziri kunzi vanhu vanenge vachibhadhara
1000 for presidential.
Yeah. $1000.
$50 for each parliament. Then 2010 and some
kumakansela.
Yeah.
Munoti ne maridzi Dr. Masudzi. Dzinokwanisika here uye zvinhu zvingatambirwa here?
Pana uye mari tinoona kuti katarisa pana ma elections a 2013 MP aibhadhara $10. Pari zvino MP ari kubhadhara $50. Nyika yedu inenge ine mapoka ezvematongerwo enyika 133. Saka vakaita 1000 vari kuti 133,000. Not if democracy is for sale. Nokuti nyaya the issues of democracy is our constitutional right to be elected and also to elect. So I want to say the government is commercializing the electoral process in a very, very wrong way. In as much as we've got a standard in political parties, but still, inofana kutsvaka a way to qualitate the number of participants other than on a commercial basis, which is a challenge to them. Those are the kuti vanhu atina avoka vane uchenjeri asi uchenjeri hwavo hauenderani nguva yatinayo kana nekwatiola kuenda nenyika pasvika nyika yedu because it doesn't really make sense to try to streamline because takaita matambudziko tine mumwe nengu yaigokwazokukwidza zvakanyanya munyika yedu yezimbabwe vainzi va dzine munhenzwa Egypt dzine munhenzwa vaikudikara kazhinji vachitaura vachichema-chema nenyaya dzezvemari saka ngative nenzira dzekuita kuti vanokwikwidza vave chaivo the quality of contestants even the real contestants but not based on financial matters. That's what commercialized the democracy ngative nenzira dzinogadziriswa. Then just to answer back on the issue yezanupf yekuti pamakava muchitaura nyaya yekuti vamaipurisira chigumba vakati zvichange zvakajekerera zvakaita sei nekuti uye anovhota ndiye ane final say. Unfortunately kuzimbabwe it has never been the case for quite a long time. 2008 president tsvangirai vakahwina election military ikaramba. 2013 zvakanga zvichitika busing of people kuna Harare East zvikura mazvitika ivo vezano PF on their own they are rigging their primary elections right now. Yesterday we had a demonstration of the students, college students, demonstrating saying that they were paid to vote for a particular candidate in Harare East. So there is no democracy in its own internal process than PF. And then when you move around Harare, you find my boards and a picture of Mnangagwa Gazi, we will give you free and fair elections. Yet we are saying elections are being run by ZEC. So you see, there is a controversy already, because how can Mnangagwa promise people free and fair elections? Yet they are saying elections are being run by an independent board called ZEC. So what, how is he playing there? Is he a referee, a player? What is he? Or both? It doesn't really make sense. There is a serious interlinkage between the party, the government, ZEC. Everything is just in one. Everything is just immersed into one thing. So this military system of running our government by the junta that has taken power in November last year, does it, can it not end? We will never deliver a free and fair election under the current circumstances. So we are going to the election, the nomination court is going to sit, the elections are going to be there. But these are contested elections from the beginning. Because what people don't want people to end up saying that. But why did you participate into an election when you knew that the elections were being rigged? Unfortunately, the people of Zimbabwe still have to be given a fighting chance. We are going to an election under protest conditions. Because we can see that the terms of the basic tenets of free and fair elections are not yet met. From the issues of the ballot, from the issues of ZEC. Because why is Mnangagwa putting on boards that will give you free and fair election? Who is he? He's a participant. But
thank
he's
you
playing
so much.
The referee. How is he going to give us when he's also a participant?
Thank you so much.
Under what terms?
Thank you, Dr. Mazotz. So now, if you want to contest as an independent,
yes,
you have to pay $1,000. Mm-hmm. Can you manage?
I'm not sure.
You have to sell your bicycle, right?
Yes, I have now to fund. I have to fundraise.
Sell 2 cows and
so
three
in,
goats.
So in the end, I will contest as a councillor where I can afford.
Yeah.
You said $10, $20.
You may be popular at national level and very unpopular at local level.
At grassroots. Okay, we can give our guests last opportunities. We can start with...
Baba Puken. So, akutshoko ukugcina sibili ukuthi uketho selizilungiselele kumbe hatshi ngamafutshane sibili kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga Msakazi, ngiyabonga abantu bakithi. Isikhathi sifikile manje, phakamani ngobuningi benu siyevota, sivotele umama angene kuphawa, sidle sonke. IsiNdebele sithi umama yayibamba ingqamu ngesandla. Ikhoso kusenzakala manje, ilizwe lishile leli selidinga umama okwazi ukuqoqa izinto akhulise
umntu. Baba believe gawule amafutshane sibili valelisa uzulu. Baba gawule
phendile ubaba lwana othena ilokuzene uMnangagwa uthi yena uzalinika abantu ukhetho oluthile. Kanti indaba engavumi ukuthi uMnangagwa ukhokhele uhulumende. Uhulumende nguye o-creator that environment yokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho oluhle, lwenziwa i-independent commission. Yiko okuqakathekileyo khonokho. UMnangagwa ngupresident welizwe phela. I-government yiyo ebonayo ukuthi umumo wezinto wonke uncedisa khona lapho uZEC edinga khona umphathiswa khona namapolisa enikwe lani. Yonke into ihambe ukuthi ukhetho lukhali. Okuqakathekileyo ndithanda ukuthi ngikutsho kubalaleli ukuthi hhayi abantu ukhetho luyeza, abantu balalela abantu bakhakhaza, kukhakhazwa ngokuthula, abantu bazakhakhaza. Thina njengephathi sifuna ukuthi kube lokuthula, ukhetho lolu lube luhle.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba, siyabonga kakhulu baba Gawuli. Yes, baba Mazotz.
Baba Mazotz, mashoko enye yokuphendisela 30 seconds.
Le kusarudzo, tinovaka nyika yedu, titume mukomana Nelson Chamisa avake nyika ino. Tinosimba, tinoremekedza vakarwira hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe, asi tichisimbisazve kuti vose avo vanorwisa vakarwira hondo yerusununguko, vanorwisa mahovhetezi, vanotaura vachiti nyika itongwe nemunhu asina kubva kuhondo, tinoti nevasinawo kubva kuhondo
havagoni
kuvhotera wakabva chete kuhondo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Kalipani Bugeni of the MTC, led by Mr. Ozani Kope, Mr. Pilif Gaule of ZANU-PF, Dr. Wangu Mazotze of the MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Alex Makaisa, a human rights lawyer. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kandemiri, tisinga kanganoo, vatereri, vapinda, mchurongwa, nivanga vachuona, nikuterera, mara zvakanaka.